Well, hello, everybody. Welcome in. This is Coach P. I'm here with Coach Go OSU, TR, and the New York City Lazarus Effect. Welcome in, Coach. First time on the pod.
Yep, hello.
Yeah. Well, congrats, Coach. You guys have made a sweet run all the way to the finals. You guys got Rockford next. During the regular season, you know, you took care of business in the exhibition. You played some really tough teams in the regular season with Mesa and Knoxville. Lost to two of those teams. Lost to both those guys. But you know, your teams really came together during this tournament run. What do you attribute that to?
I think it might just be a correction. You know, I was kind of disappointed with the regular season results, but looking back, I think Mesa and Knoxville are probably top 10 to 20 teams, so yeah. And they were close losses. So it might just be the ball going the right way this time, but I've been surprised. I mean, four teams of the quality that we played, I didn't think we'd make it through this.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are playing great. You know, first you beat Oakland, which is a solid team, up and coming. And then you beat Bloomington, who has been undefeated pretty handedly. You go through Reno. And then you beat us to make it to the championship. And really, a lot of that's been on the heels of Eric Brown. What has the senior meant to your program? And yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's everything, I think. It's one of those cases, especially having lost a Ruse who was almost scoring 30 points per game last year. I knew a lot of the offense was going to be on Brown. I didn't know exactly how it would work out, and I don't think it's as effective of an offense, but he can take such a volume of shots that it's good enough, because I think the defense and the possession has actually improved. So yeah. It seems like he's enough, but he's carrying it all, that's for sure.
For sure. So for you guys, right now I'm looking – lost that. Don't know what I said doing that. Anyway, you guys have one of the things that kind of sets you apart is, like, just the hustle plays. You guys are grabbing an average of 16 rebounds a game. That's 8.7 more than your opponents. I mean, you're missing about you guys are missing about 38 shots a game, but you're getting 16 of those, which, I mean, that's a pretty good I mean, that's about 42% of your misses you're getting, which is just huge. You look at that, a lot of that's Jonathan Harris, 4.6 from the center spot, but even your power forwards are doing really good with Norman Smith and Moises Patterson. Yeah, is that something you've always been good at, or is it just something like people know their lane with Eric Brown being the gunner he is?
I think as a program, I always like to target possession. So usually my best teams have either produced a lot of opponent turnovers or they've been good at rebounding. But I think this might just be the best one yet, because, you know, I've struck out somewhat in some of these classes on scores, which is why Brown has to take as much of the offense as he does. But I keep landing rebounders, even some guys that may be from high school stats. People wouldn't know what the rebounding is, but I'll just say it's not that far from a plus 20. I mean, it's not plus 20, but it's not that far from it. So
that's pretty nice.
That's the one thing this team has. I mean, at one point I think I had a lineup of all excellent rebounders. I won't say exactly who it is or who it isn't, but it's not the case anymore. But there's a lot of rebounding on the team, and I think that's probably the elite trait of the team.
That's great. Next up for you, you're going up against Rockford, and Rockford just looks lethal. I mean, they got a lot of really talented players. Trevor Jackson, the freshman, has came in, and he's scoring at a 60% clip, 17.7 points a game, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1.6 blocks, only less than a turnover a game. And then you got, obviously, Colin Martin, the point guard, also close to 60% from the field. As a team, they're shooting 56.3, 94 points a game. Yeah, like, do you think you can keep up with them? That's the question.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, Trevor Jackson is amazing. That's the type of player I've been trying to land and striking out over and over. You know,
Yeah,
that's
that guy needs to be good.
so you know, on paper, I would think, oh, this is where we lose. But I keep thinking that pretty much
Yep.
every tournament game, I've been like, okay, this is where we lose. This is where we lose because we don't really have that type of you know, big. But it seems like so far, just making them a grindy game and out rebounding has worked. I would still make Rockford the favorite, just because of that amount of scoring, but I won't doubt the possibility because I don't think Rockford is that much unlike, you know, Nashville or that much unlike Reno, especially Reno. I mean, the amount they were scoring, I
Yeah.
didn't think we'd keep up, but we've managed it so far.
Yeah, for sure. And you look at Rockford. They Montpelier said they were up by 19, I think, after the first quarter, and they ended up losing by 3 to Rockford. Yeah, 20 point. Yeah, they said 20 point comeback. And then it was only a 2 point game against Mesa, so it's like, okay, this team looks really, really solid for sure, but they might not be. I mean, depending on what happens, if there's foul trouble, I mean, whatever happens, you know, like anything can happen in a one game sample size for sure. So, and you guys have proven that you guys are obviously belong here. You're solid. You are led by a senior. That's something Rockford doesn't have. I mean, they have seniors, obviously, but not in their starting lineup or anything like that.
Yeah, I think having the senior class as the strongest on the team is probably helping this run somewhat, you know. Again, I still would make Rockford the favorite. I mean, it's hard not to make a favorite out of a team that's got a champion coming off the bench. You get a player who's scoring 24 a game, has like 60% true shooting, 4 assists, and you bring him off the bench. You think that team's probably loaded, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. So let me ask you this. For New York City to win tomorrow when the game runs, what needs to happen?
I think a combination of things need to happen. We need to win the rebounding, probably by a significant amount. So, you know, where we're strong, we got to take advantage of that, win the rebounding, maybe win the turnovers, get extra possessions. And then the other thing I'd say is that not even necessarily focusing on any single player, but we need to limit their offense a little bit, you know, keep them below their regular season shooting numbers. And then the last factor I'd say is one of Kane or Mathis has to have a big scoring game to support Brown.
Okay. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Colin Martin's definitely solid, but he's averaging close to 3 fouls a game. Yeah, he can get in a little foul trouble. And I mean, it's always nice. I mean, you have 3 scorers, that's plenty enough. Andrew Brothers is decent too, but he doesn't shoot a ton. But you know, you remove one of those big scorers and it really messes with the team psyche. It changes a lot of things, and so it'd be interesting to see. Does foul trouble play a factor in this game too, for either team?
Yeah, and that could definitely be a factor. Against Reno, that seemed to be a big part of how we won that game. I know we fouled out. I think we fouled out both their shooting guards. So,
That's unfortunate.
it was definitely fouls were pretty much the main factor in winning that game. So, if we could get one of their important players in foul trouble, that'd be big as well.
Yeah. All right. And then if you were to win and you're to get the trophy, where would you put it?
On the shelf.
On the
Where
shelf?
else do I put it? Do I put
Yeah.
it
Okay.
on display somewhere?
Do you have a significant other, a partner, or anything like that?
Not right now, no.
Not right now. Okay. So you don't have to run it by anybody or something like that.
Oh, no, I could put it wherever I want,
Whoever you want,
if I
that's fine.
wanted to.
Okay. Well, that's a pot that's a distinct possibility. You might be getting that in the mail from Brad if you do pull out the victory. So,
I
well,
sort of
cool.
forgot there was even a physical trophy. I've never gone this far in it, so I've never had to
Yeah.
think about it.
Yeah, there is. There is. So, and like
Put
this
it
coach.
next to my fantasy football trophy.
Oh, nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah, this coach, Dutrastar, he's been in it. This is the third time in the championship. He hasn't won yet, so we'll see if he gets the monkey off his back. One of you will.
Oh yeah, he's probably due, but
Yeah,
we'll see.
we'll see. Well, thanks so much for coming on, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.